29 Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Heirs LLC, and Massey's Landing Park Incorporated.
Just to add to what the commissioner, the chairman said, keep in mind these were two separate matters. There's a change in zone and a conditional use. They were consolidated into one public hearing. I don't know what the commission's preference is to discuss them jointly. They certainly have to be voted on separately. They're separate ordinances. So I don't know how you want to handle that.
Well, I think we're okay to have to discuss them jointly because they're kind of hard to separate in for discussion purposes. Or for voting, it's easy enough to separate them. And, so we'll entertain any discussion on either this or conditional use number 1963, but we'll call for the vote separately.
I think that's appropriate, Mr. Chairman, given that that's how we conducted the public hearing okay. as well. So, and again, this is in my area. I think that traditionally Long Neck in that area has been a, originally was a vacation destination. You know, many folks started out years ago with homes that were seasonal homes. There continue to be a number of campgrounds that either are already in operation or have been approved for the Long Neck area. So to me, it's keeping within that same type of uses. I know that there's a concern about traffic issues have been brought up. That, you know, for the commission, or at least for my purposes, commissioner, you know, was addressed or dealt with by DelDOT in terms of their approval. I think there are certain conditions that we as a commission can recommend that be imposed on applications, and my intention is to do that here as well. But I think that it's something that can blend in with the existing community as well as the community that's developing in that area. I know that no one likes to see increased density or additional units being brought into the area, but what we're dealing with is a land use issue of what's appropriate for this land. And perhaps some of the issues will have to be addressed later in the design of this campground, if it in fact is the recommendation for approval is made by the commission, let alone if whether or not it's approved by county council. But today, what I view it is that we're dealing with a land use issue with both these applications. You know, are these appropriate applications for this area? Appreciate any other.
Okay. Anyone else wish to comment?
I've done some extensive listening to tapes and prepared a position to support my eventual vote or position. It is important to note that these two separate applications, while separate actions, are part of a single request for conditional use of a property. The fact that these applications were combined into a single public hearing without objection from anyone is evidence of this. Representatives for the applicant stated the change of zone request CZ-1729 was specific to the application for conditional use 1963. In fact, Mr. Fuqua, attorney representing the applicant, stated the requested change of zone was specifically to accommodate the conditional use request. Ms. Mary Schreider Fox, an attorney representing opposition to the application, agreed with this conclusion, stating in her remarks that any decision on downzoning requests must weigh heavily the appropriateness of the intended use. It is my opinion the public record reflects our decision on the conditional use request should ultimately determine the outcome on the downzoning request. In reviewing the public's objection to the application of Fawcett Heirs LLC and Massey's Landing Park, the following arguments against the two requests were made. One, general disagreement with the position of DelDOT in regard to traffic and roadway safety. Two, the RV park intended is too intense a land use for the area and that a less intense use would be more compatible. Three, the RV park proposed was not in character with the surrounding use and therefore incompatible. Four, environmental issues were not being adequately addressed. Five, the conditional use does not comply with Chapter 115-172-H3 and Chapter 115-172-H4. Six, that some of the proposed amenities for the conditional use were not specifically permitted under Chapter 115-172-H6 and therefore should be prohibited. And seven, the accumulative effects of these arguments against the application demonstrate noncompliance with the comprehensive land use plan. I will comment on each point, starting with traffic and safety. I understand the public frustration of living on a road that is one way in and one way out. Obviously, there is no alternative route to alleviate seasonal traffic issues. I also appreciate the anecdotal observations of living in the area. Regardless, the State Department of Transportation comments in the PLUS review of the application dated December 3, 2012, in part states, quote, "We find that conditions in the study area have not changed substantively since the 2005 study was done, and that the development now proposed would be similar in its trip generation. Therefore, our findings and recommendations based on the TIS contained in a letter dated November 4, 2005, are applicable to the current development proposal as well, and a new TIS is not necessary," end of quote. Also, according to the Institute of Transportation Engineers trip generation report, the amount of trips generated by the RV park would be substantially less than the currently approved use. If emotions are removed from the debate, one would think that if traffic was a genuine issue, the public would embrace the proposed project because of the site-specific traffic reduction. It is critical for all to understand the entrance and road safety-related issues are the responsibility of the State Delaware Department of Transportation. It is generally not known that the Sussex County does not own any public roads. The Delaware Department of Transportation manages millions of trips per year on roadways throughout the state of Delaware and has the sole authority to approve or deny the entrance permit. The question of compatibility is next on the list. Opposition to the proposed use cited different sections of the comprehensive plan to support their argument. Appropriately, Mrs. Mary Schroeder Fox cited Chapter 115, 172, H3, Chapter 115, 172, H4, and Chapter 115, 172, H6 to buttress her argument. Specifically, she argued the campsites were within 400 feet of an existing dwelling on property of other ownership, that some of the campsites in the remote tenting area did not meet the minimum specifications, and that amenities being proposed were not specifically listed under H6 and therefore should not be allowed. While I understand the opposition's concerns with H3, H4, and H6, it is important to note that H3 and H4 are site plan issues. I agree with Ms. Fox that these sections of code must be addressed at the appropriate time if the conditional use is approved. H6 refers to ancillary uses and provides a non-exclusive list of small retail businesses intended primarily for occupants of the park. The reliance on H6 as a basis for denial does not carry the day either. The applicant has stated that all of the uses within the campground are for campground guests. The commission can recommend, and the county council has the authority to accept or restrict what is being proposed by the applicant for ancillary use. Opposition to the application also argued the RV park was a highly intense use and not appropriate in the environmentally sensitive overlay AR1 zoning district. Mr. Fuqua argued that campgrounds and mobile home parks dock Long Neck Road and that campgrounds are specifically authorized via a conditional use application, which is why this application is before us. It is my opinion that most people driving down Long Neck Road would agree with Mr. Fuqua. It is understandable that neighbors to the proposed application find it desirable to ensure the intended use does not negatively impact the environment any more than they already have. A number of safeguards to ensure proper procedures are used to achieve this outcome via both state and federal permitting processes that exist. I believe the conditional use application 1963 should be approved for the following reasons. One, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, a designated growth area. Two, the site is served by central sewer and water. Three, the conditional use is appropriate given the location's proximity to Sussex County's tourism center, where tourism is a targeted economic driver. Four, the conditional use promotes tourist-related economic development and is consistent with the character of zoning and development in the area. Five, DelDOT has indicated there will be no negative traffic impact by the proposed development since the conditional use applied for will generate less traffic than the currently approved use on the site. Six, approval with appropriate conditions will minimize any potential negative impact. And seven, the applicant has established a record which supports approval of the application. And being consistent with the record established during the public hearing, having reached this conclusion regarding the conditional use request, it is also my opinion that the change of zoning request should be approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else wish to comment?
If I could add to what Mr. Ross was saying.
You may.
Especially as it pertains to the ancillary uses and the commercial uses. I think the what they're proposing, while they're perhaps part of the site plan issues, are certainly appropriate to help minimize impact on the community. Because if you have a camp store and a restaurant-type facility that's servicing just those residents of that park, that's going to reduce the number of road trips that you're going to have. At the same time, if you have some of the recreational uses, such as the non-motorized boats, that, again, is going to reduce the impact on the road in terms of those folks that are there perhaps not leaving that, and it can, in fact, become a destination point and not just a place to, you know, to put your head at night and then go out into the community. So I would agree with Mr. Ross with not only all the other points, but that point as well.
I'd like to say, in regards to traffic, while I'm disappointed that we did not have a more up-to-date traffic impact study, as Mr. Ross brought out, we had to deal with what we had to deal with, what was presented as expert testimony, what was at the Institute for Highway Safety. So that was the evidence before us, and that was the traffic impact study that we have to deal with. Insofar as public safety, I think we put in something there that mentions, as was brought out by some of the people, pictures of the flooding that does occur in the area. If we have a safeguard that way, that would satisfy me. And also, I think, as Mr. Ross and as Mr. Johnson mentioned, some of the lesser issues can be worked out on a site plan or not worked out on the site plan, but won't impact how I would vote. And that would be the issue of what constitutes a dwelling and the size of the tent sites. So, gentlemen, Mr. Ross, excellent work.
I have no comment. I thought Mr. Ross's research was very good.
Okay. All right, then.
In the matter of change of zone, number 1729, Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Airs, LLC, and Massey's Landing Park, Incorporated.
I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1729 for Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Airs, LLC, and Massey's Landing Park, Inc., for a rezoning from MR to AR1, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a downzoning, and it will allow the applicants to obtain approvals to construct an RV campground on their subject property. The AR1 zoning is necessary because a conditional use for a campground is not available in the MR zoning district. Two, the proposed use as a campground is consistent with other uses in the Long Neck Road and Massey's Landing area, and there are other campgrounds in the area that have been in existence for many years. Three, AR1 zoning is appropriate for this area under the county's comprehensive land use plan and the maps contained in the plan. The property is also surrounded by AR1 zones, and AR1 zoning is consistent with much of the zoning in the Long Neck and Massey's Landing area. Four, the Sussex County Engineering Department has no objection to the rezoning to AR1 or the proposed use of the property under the pending conditional use. Five, the site will be served by Central Water and Central Sewer. Six, DelDOT has not stated any objections to the project or the traffic generated by it on local roadways, and Long Neck Road is considered by DelDOT to be a major collector road, the same as Route 24. The property was previously rezoned from AR1 to MRRPC in 2007 for a 120-unit residential development. This rezoning will void that approval and return the property to its prior AR1 zoning. Eight, the proposed use as an RV campground will be subject to the conditions and limitations established by that approval and also site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1729, Ida C. Fawcett, Fawcett Heirs LLC, and Massey's Landing Park Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.